T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. I can't tell you, you probably know, Dom Giordano's show, how long I was hoping that just this brilliant jurist, Amy Coney Barrett, would be the nominee. That's one reason. Reason two, to smoke out what the National Democrat Party, at least certain very prominent members, Dianne Feinstein, Blumenthal, Kamala Harris, they're just flat-out anti-Catholic bigots. There is no other word to describe, and they're in a bubble. They don't get it, how out of line this is in 2020, you would think. With us to break down how this nomination may go and this New York Times editorial, the key line saying that the Catholic faith is, yes, the Roman Catholic faith has a problem with the national ethos of American democracy. Wow, sounds like No Nothings wrote this. Let's go to Bill Donahue on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
How are you doing?
Day.
How's everything, Dom?
Very, very well. Boy, I thought of you first when all this started coming down, and I just read some of that New York Times editorial about the Roman Catholic faith does not match up with the ethos of American democracy.
Yeah. You know, they're in a bind, aren't they? I mean, it's over. Barrett's in. It's over. You have even people like Pelosi coming out and saying, we can't touch her on Catholicism. Durbin, who's another Catholic, who's an anti-Catholic Catholic, sounds like a contradiction. It doesn't have to be a self-hating Catholic. He savaged her 3 years ago along with Feinstein, but they got their butt kicked by the Catholic League and many others. And, of course, Trump is leading the fight. And now they've come out. Durbin says, I have to be extremely careful. Those were his words. Now, what we are finding out here at the Catholic League, this won't surprise you, that the activists, those people in the media, those people who run organizations, the pro-abortion organizations and the like, they are out there savaging Barrett on her Catholicism. But the Democrats themselves are staying away from it. They're letting their surrogates at MSNBC, Joy Reid, and others do it for them, which won't have the exact same effect. I think they box themselves in. They helped us out tremendously by beating up on her faith in 2017. They can't go back to the well again because everyone's watching.
I would agree on paper, Bill, but one or two of these, I'm telling you, the itch is there. I think Harris can't. She's sort of disciplined, but she might be the worst with the Knights of Columbus and everything else. It is just...
Oh, yeah.
What is driving that? Well, what do you think is deep down, Bill, your theory on what's driving this, that this is settled now? Catholics have made it in America. We're past all this. Maybe... Well, my theory is this, and I want to see if you think this. As long as they have Catholics like Durbin and Biden and others, Durbin might be worse, that are engaged in this, then they can say, well, we're fine with the Catholic faith, but this kind of Catholic faith.
Right. That's why they have no problem with Sonia Sotomayor, because she's not a practicing Catholic, and we all know that. They have a problem with somebody like Samuel Alito, who's a practicing Catholic, or Clarence Thomas. So what it comes down to is this. What's motivating this is really an attack on the Catholic Church per se. They hate the teachings of the church on marriage and sexuality in particular. And to the extent that you are a dissident, that you disagree with the church's teachings, such as the ones that people like Sotomayor and Pelosi is a champion of abortion rights, Durbin, another champion of abortion rights, Biden, another champion of abortion rights, then you're okay because you're considered to be an open-minded Catholic. Actually, what you are is a dissident. You disagree with the church. So basically, there's no room in American society for a judge who's a practicing Catholic, according to the wisdom of the left.
Bill, the other day we had Sister Simone Campbell on. I would love to have a debate with the two of you in person. It would be really interesting. And she cited Pope Francis somewhat disingenuously, because I do think an issue where he is rock solid and very clear is the primacy of life, but arguing these other issues rise to the primacy of the life issue. And the point I made, well, if you're extinguished before you get a shot, these other things we need to work on, you know, as far as a good life, as far as a life of equity and all those things. But as
well, everything you said is accurate. Quite frankly, Pope Francis has spoken very strongly about the rights of the unborn. He may be liberal on some social issues and economic issues and things of that nature, climate control. But when it comes to the life issues, he's rock solid with the Catholic Church. So she's simply wrong on that. Look, abortion is regarded by Pope Francis and the Catholic Catechism as intrinsically evil. All right, you can't get much more clear than that. We don't say the same thing about pollution and things of that nature, because there are different ways you can handle something like that. And you're right. If you don't have the right to be born, then all other rights are meaningless, obviously. So Sister Simone Campbell is on record saying that she thinks that abortion should be legal, because we are not going to be able to stop it by making it illegal, to which I say, well, Sister Polyester, let me ask you a question. Should we get rid of the laws on racial discrimination as well? Because you can't get rid of racial discrimination by making it illegal. Well, are we going to get rid of those laws as well? I mean, that's just simply a fool's argument.
Now, how does it play out with the bishops? You know, you're a good advisor on this. I get their reluctance to intervene politically in a presidential election and the rest on this. But with Barrett, you would think this would be an area of intervention if we see Democrats, or at least the media is easy. Don't go after Democrats. That's a good thing. Stay out of the politics. Go after the media, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the bishops have been intimidated and running scared for reasons which I understand, but I don't agree with them. I think that we should be more vocal. And I think you'll see some will be. There are two Tobin bishops. One is from Newark, and he's on the left. And then you have another Tobin, who's a guy from Providence, Rhode Island. And he has been very vocal in speaking up about Barrett and against anti-Catholicism. So you'll see some. It'll depend on the bishop. But as far as the conference itself, not unless they were to get wildly anti-Catholic, in which case they will speak up. And I don't think they are. I wrote a piece last week which got a lot of distribution in the media. I don't believe that they're going to. And by the way, if I'm wrong, I'll be delighted to be wrong, because that will positively say to the American people there's a strong, irredeemable strain of anti-Catholicism in the Democratic Party, and we can't have that coming up close to an election.
Is that the history, though? See, I associate with JFK. That's the only thing, Bill, I have living memory about, and I associate with Irish Catholics and the party, you know, in politics and the left. And I don't remember the Democrat Party having that strain, though. Are you saying they do?
Well, since that time, there's no question about it that in the 19th century and the first half of the 20th century, the anti-Catholicism in this country did not come from the left. It came basically from some more rabid followers of Protestantism, who looked upon the Catholic Church as not really Christian. Today, and ever since JFK, the Protestant community has become far more tolerant. The intolerance we see today is not sectarian-based. It's secular-based. It comes from the left, who nothing matters more to them than abortion
right.
and the rights of homosexuals and the like. And so to the extent that you're a Catholic who accepts the church's teachings, that you're an Orthodox Catholic, then you're on the enemy's list. So it's no longer coming from the religious community against Catholics today, as it was at one time. It's coming from left-wing atheist secularists.
Bill, where do we find all things Catholic League and Bill Donahue?
Well, you can go to our website at catholicleague.org, and we have a wealth of information on Amy Coney Barrett, as well as every other issue that's out there in the news today.
Bill, thank you as always. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.